You're listening to Valley Edition.
Tanto tiempo disfrutamos de este amor. Nuestras almas se acercaron tanto así que yo guardo tu sabor, pero tú llevas también sabor a mí. Si negaras mi presencia en tu vivir, bastaría con abrazarte y conversar. Tanta vida yo te di que por fuerza tienes ya sabor a mí.
Central Valley musician Omar Nare is known for pioneering what's called a Nuevo Mariachi. It's a blend of traditional mariachi music and sofista pop music, a blend of jazz, soul, and pop. Nare says the genre he's created is all about living in two worlds. And to show those two worlds, he's having a concert later this month called Sin Mi Mujer Quien Soy in Visalia. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So before we get to the concert itself, let's start off with a Nuevo Mariachi. What is it?
Nuevo Mariachi is third-generation mariachi written by Mexican-Americans for Mexican-Americans. I like to tell a story when I define it. Mariachi was born in Jalisco. He traveled to Texas as a bracero, started doing work in the fields, eventually working his way to California where he was picking grapes. He settled down in California. He brought his family over. His kids grew up, became contractors. One of his daughters, she opened up a beauty salon, and her son was the first to graduate from college. That's what Nuevo Mariachi is. It's third generation. It's a new way of thinking. We've adapted to being in this culture, but we still retain our traditions.
So what does it mean that you sort of pioneered this?
Well, there's other bands that I would consider to be Nuevo Mariachi. However, I really am, I think, the first to use that term, the first to kind of define this concept.
And what's the inspiration behind you for this? What got you going?
About 3 years ago, I was having a conversation with a friend named Noé. He's from Mexico City. The kind of guy that absolutely is on top of what's going on in the underground, the FM music scene, so the Mexico City music scene. And I asked him, I said, "Hey, Noé, what's going on in the world of mariachi?" And he looked at me and he laughed and basically fell out of his chair. And he said in Spanish, "Omar, para la juventud en México, el mariachi está muerto," which means, "Omar, for the youth in Mexico, mariachi is dead." For some reason, I felt like he punched me in my face. I got really angry inside because I had grown up singing mariachi. I started singing professionally when I was 12, and it was mariachi. I would go from party to party, house to house, you know, festival to festival in my little charro singing mariachi. I was that kid. And when I was 15, I went in a whole different direction, but mariachi was how I identified myself. It's what taught me music. You know, that was my beginning. And so when he told me that mariachi was dead, it really kind of irritated me. And the more I thought about it, the more I understood and agreed with him. I felt that mariachi isn't dead. There's a big education in the world. There's lots of players. But what I think Noé meant was that mariachi, the best singers had passed away or had retired. The best writers had passed away or had retired. The singers that could be taking it in a new direction right now were focused on pop music. There's really no kind of energy in the professional world of mariachi right now. At least that's how I understood Noé. I think that's what he meant. And that was the beginning. I started really thinking about that. And that was what motivated me to put together this project.
So Nuevo Mariachi, what has this morphed into for you? For those who don't know what that means or don't even know what sofista pop or something like that means, what does it sound like?
To me, it's a lie to say I was born in Mexico and that I was raised in Mexico. I'm from the United States. I'm from California. I'm a Sanger boy, a little country boy from Sanger. And so I grew up listening to all kinds of music. Yes, my grandfather would play, you know, bring mariachis, and my mom listened to mariachi. But I didn't just listen to mariachi. I listened to rap, and I listened to Sade. I love Sade. I listened to Sting a lot. That's, you know, sophistopop music like that. And they kind of taught me how to write cultured pop music. And so when I bring in mariachi traditions, I'm taking mariachi rhythms and mariachi ideas, but I'm blending it with this sophistopop, which is like Sade and Sting. And it's very California. I'd say that the music sounds way more California than it does Jalisco.
And that's what you're going to present on the 21st in right. Visalia. Tell me about that show. I understand it's a fundraiser.
Yeah, the Visalia Opera Company helped to sponsor the show. We're also bringing in the Arts Consortium. We're performing at the 210 Cafe in downtown Visalia. Nice little space. There's 175 tickets available. The show is it's a full show. We're bringing in three musicians from Bakersfield, one from here in Fresno, plus we're going to have two dancers. Jasmine Lacariz, who's a contemporary dancer, and Victor Rosas, who's doing incredible things with Flocorico. And so it's this whole show called Sin Mi Mujer, Quien Soy, which translates to Without My Woman, Who Am I?
That's sort of a story. Are you sort of storyboarding this?
You know, the original idea was Dos Mundos, which was two worlds coming together, which was music and dance, and also being Mexican and being American, and those two worlds coming together. And I just realized over the years that there's really nothing that I could do without my wife. I mean, she absolutely is my better half.
So this is sort of an ode to your wife in some sense.
In some sense.
Do you have a song from the concert that you'd like to share with us?
I'll play this song for you called Es El Amor, which is a song that I wrote right before we started dating officially. I had taken a trip to Paris, and I was really sorting out my feelings at the time. My cousin lives there. And I was staying there for about a month. And I just had started seeing Jasmine, and I wrote this song for her because I knew it was something more. That it was special. So this is Es El Amor.
Nació en mis ojos y me engañé porque creí que era igual a mi vana juventud. Es ahora una comezón, quiero rascarlo o con bálsamo sentir alivio y no sé calmar. Es el amor, es el amor que se extiende arriba y abajo a todo mi cuerpo. Es el amor, es el amor. Va de mi ser, no puedo volver, no soy lo mismo. Estómago quema, mi corazón palpita más, es peligroso, es incurable. Al final ataca mi cerebro donde no hay dolor y mis sentidos se elevan de pura pasión. Es el amor, es el amor que se extiende arriba y abajo a todo mi cuerpo. Es el amor, es el amor. Va de mi ser, no puedo volver, no soy lo mismo.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
So tell me about the concert itself. Where can people buy tickets for the show, and where's it going to be at?
The concert's at the 210 Cafe in downtown Visalia. Tickets are available at Omar Nare, O-M-A-R-N-A-R-E, omarnare.eventbrite.com.
I've been speaking with Central Valley musician Omar Nare. He's having a show called Sin Mi Mujer Quien Soy at Cafe 210 in downtown Visalia, Friday, April 21st at 7:30 p.m. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.